Hello and welcome back. This is video number 5, and I'm going to show you how to create a membership plan. So we talked about in the previous videos that different membership sites can be different. Some have free levels, some then have the paid level on top of the free level, or some don't even have the free level at all, and they simply have a paid level. So regardless of what the situation is, I'm going to show you how to create a membership plan. So to do that, once you've installed the WooCommerce membership plugin or extension, you simply go under WooCommerce and then you click on memberships. Now up at the top here, you see members, membership plans, import, and export. So members is simply going to list the different members that you have and what kind of plans that they are attached to. Now, if you go under membership plans, you'll be able to see the different plans that you have created, and you'll simply be able to create a new plan. So we're going to click on add membership plan, like so. And here we go. So let's walk you through the step-by-step process. So let's say, for example, that you want to create a free level. So we'll call this free level 2, simply because I already have a free level in this live site, and we're going to do free level 2 test. Now I'm going to zoom in just a bit so that you can see it better. In fact, I'm going to collapse the menu like this. All right. So under general, you have the slug. Slug simply is like the permalink or the URL, what you see in the URL. So you're going to see something like free-level. So you could basically take this title here, put it here, and just put dashes in between. So that's not as important. Now, grant access upon. Now, it gives you different options. You can either do manual assignment only, and what that means is that somebody creates an account and you yourself as the administrator has to actually manually approve them. Or you can grant access upon user account registration. So you can have a form where somebody simply fills it out and then they become a member. Now, ideally, that would be the best case for a free level. Now, in terms of a pay level, that would be a little bit different. And that would be in connection with the video after this one, which I'll show you how to create a WooCommerce product and all of that. But if you just want to do free, I would choose this one. Membership length is simply the length that they have access to. So if you want to give them access only for a month, you could do that as fixed amount of dates, or you can simply give them unlimited access for however long the life of your site, which would be unlimited. Then next we have restrict content. So I'm actually going to go through this later on. And when we create a pay level, I'll show you the settings that you'll need. So for now, for a free level, this is what I would do. In terms of restrict content, it says there are no rules yet. Click below to add one. This content can be viewed by all visitors. And you can add a rule to restrict it to members. So in other words, if you have those 5 to 10 different pages and you want to only give people access to those 5 to 10 pages, you would simply add them here. So you would click this, click add new rule, and you would go to say post or pages or whatever you want to do. So if we were to do pages, and because this is a free level, you want to specify which pages they have access to. So you would simply type in the page name. Now, if you don't want to give them access to certain items, don't put that item here. The only reason why you would ever leave this blank is if you want people to have access to every single page on your site. So again, with free levels, not really the case. So you want to pick and choose the pages. So once you're done, you simply click on publish and you are done. Now, as you can see, they have pages, they have posts, they have forums, discussions, courses, lessons, topics. Now, the reason why I have these is because I use LearnDash, which is a different plugin which allows you to run courses. So if you don't have that plugin, most likely you're not gonna see this. You're simply gonna see pages and posts, and maybe a few things like categories. So keep that in mind. Now, accessible allows you to basically say, when do they get access to these items? Do they get access to them immediately, which I have checked here, or specify a time? So maybe you want to drip feed your content. If you want to do that, you'll need to figure out what pages they have access to, and of course, when they should have access. So maybe you want them to come in, and maybe you have a trial, let's say for $1 for the first 7 days. And then after the 7 days, you could charge them a different fee. So basically, all this means is you can drip feed your content. So that's restrict content. Restrict products, on the other hand, is a little bit very similar, but a little bit different. Products are basically whatever you add to your WooCommerce shop. So if you've added, let's say, a premium level to your shop, or let's say you have a different product of some sort, then you can give them access to those products. Now, if you leave them blank, they're going to have access to all the products, and that's not what you want. So if you're going to do like a free level and then a paid level on top of that, I don't think you're really going to need any of this. In fact, we can simply delete selected, which I'll do that here, and we don't need that. Next up, we have the purchasing discounts. Now, what this means is this gives your customers, if they're on the free level, a discount. You can specify, I want to give them a 10% off on all of my products. So you can do that. And then maybe the paid level, you could give them a higher percent of discount off. It's really up to you, dependent on what you want to do. So if you click on add new discount, you can select all the products if you leave it blank, or certain products. And of course, you can type in the amount percentage that they get discounted or the dollar amount. Next up, we have members area. Now, members area, as you can see, is a portion of the My Accounts page that shows the member list of available content, products, discounts, and membership notes. Now, down here, it has an explanation of what that is. So content will show all pages, posts, and other content. Products will show products that are viewable and purchasable, discounts and notes, and managed. So what this is saying is that the members area, what do they have access to? So include the following. In terms of a free level, I wouldn't really include all of these items. So I would probably delete the majority of these, except for maybe products, because I want them to purchase the premium level. And if I want to give them access to the discounts, I can put notes and manage. Next up, we have the email content, which simply allows you just to configure how you're going to email people. Now, you're not going to see WP Fusion. That just happens to be on this website, which is sort of like Zapier or Zapier website, which basically connects different apps together. So you're not going to see that. You're simply going to see this right here. So that's all you would have to do in terms of creating a membership plan. Now, let's talk about a paid membership. So if we go back to the top and we, let's say we do premium, and we're going to say that this is $97, one-time fee. And they have access to, maybe we'll call it the all access pass. So they have access to pretty much everything. So the slug, we could just do something like premium level. Grant access upon product purchase. So what we need to do is we're going to need to create a product and then click the product here. So it's kind of a little bit reverse in its case. In the video, in the next video, I'm going to show you how to create a product. But once you create that product, and you can come back over here and you can then select that product. So basically what you're saying is grant access to this specific premium level plan if they purchase that specific product. All right. So you're going to need to specify that. Membership length, unlimited. Restrict content. Because this is the premium level and people get access to everything, you can simply say pages and leave this blank. and posts, and of course, leave that blank. So if you would do that, you would simply click add new rule, and you would do something like posts and leave that blank. So that way people have access to pretty much everything. Now, in terms of restrict products, unless you really have a product that is higher level, I don't really see any need to have this because we're not on the free level anymore. We're now on the paid level or the premium level or the highest level. So if that's the case, we don't really need to do anything with this. Purchasing discounts, you could say something like the premium level members get 20% or 10% off of everything. Then we have members area. And for this one, I would just include everything. So I would include, you know, the content, the products, the discounts, and everything. And then email content is self-explanatory, and that's all you have to do. So once you are done with that, we would click publish, click OK, and there we go. So now what we need to do is we need to go back to WooCommerce and we need to create a product that matches this. So basically any paid products, you will need to create a WooCommerce product that is connected over here. So we're going to show you how to do that in the next video.